and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Howard playing Toluga.
Rich playing Theo.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
We're having some celebratory ice cream cones.
We're all having a little ice cream cone for those at home. Pretty delicious. Pretty summery.
I love Dumpy.
Dumpy?
Hello!
Can Dumpy come with?
I don't know. I think that'll get old pretty quick.
You think that?
Yeah.
I was gonna say let's leave them with Gertie, and they'll clean up the city.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so Gertie's now the sanitation guy too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm Dumpy.
Yeah,
it'd be like the son he always wanted.
And you got fucking roasted inside of him. That sucked. I was getting nervous. I was like, damn, I can't be taking all these dudes out this quick.
Fucking Reggie sucked. Are you kidding me?
This is the mid-fight, too. So, like, that was...
We're so bad.
Yeah.
We're in such bad shape to go into the final.
Yep.
I'm great. I'm only missing 3 HP, baby.
Someone kept eating all the bananas.
Somebody ate all the bananas. That was so funny.
Hey, I gave you my slurp to get you back up.
Yeah, I might not have needed the slurp if I had some bananas.
You had 9 HP.
And you took 28. You were not going to get saved by the bananas.
You don't know that.
It would have been at top 8 extra health. You still would have died.
For fun, you guys want to go through the whole list of what you guys could have got?
Yes.
For items. Yeah. 1 was a banana. 2 was 3 bananas, which is like a slightly bigger grease radius. I figured it'd be kind of fun. 3 was a green shell, which gave you a +1 to hit on range attacks for a round. 4 was the red shells, which were... Or no, 4 was 3 green shells, gave you a +2 for a round. I'm going to hit this thing so many more times. I'm so mad.
You monster.
I suck. What was it? 5 was a red shell, which is magic missile, first level. 6 was 3 red shells, magic missile, third level. 7 was a boo. Your cart can move through other carts this round and was immune to items. 8 was the bomb. 9 was a mushroom, increased your speed by 5 feet. 10 was 3 mushrooms, increased your speed by 15 feet. And 11 was the golden mushroom, and went by 30 feet. I was playing around with like doing feet rules kind of to see who would kind of, but it just seemed more fun to have you guys just whip around fighting. So this probably wouldn't have been as fun. 12 was a bullet bill. You could have rammed through a car in front of you. What we got here? 13 was a squid. All racers are blinded for one round. 14 was the lightning bolt. All racers' movement have for one round. 15 was a star. You all have been invulnerable to damage for one round. 16 was a fire flower. You can cast burning hands at 5th level.
Damn.
17 was a boomerang. You obtain a +3 boomerang permanently. Neat.
That was for me. 18. +3 boomerang is actually not bad.
It's not bad. It's kind of good. 18 was the piranha plant, which let you cast grasping vine on your vehicle. 19 was the super horn, let you cast shatter at a 3rd level. And 20 was the blue shell. Driver in first place, speed drops to 0 for a round. So it actually worked out. There was like a good amount of, there was at least 20 like items in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tried to watch Death Race last night, the Jason Statham property, but I refused to sign up for several streaming services to get it or rent it for $14.99.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was so expensive.
That's not the purchase price?
Oh, maybe that was the purchase price. The rental price was still like over $5, which felt crazy. Then I thought about watching Death Race 2 on Tubi, but I felt like, what am I doing here? 3 o'clock in the morning. I've already watched the entirety of Train to Busan. I'm going to bed. Yeah, and then I woke up at 7 to feed the cats and get her do a bunch of session prep. So I'm fading a little, but goddamn, it's been a beefy day of episodes.
Yeah,
and long ones. Yeah,
not looking forward to editing these. I'm so sorry, Chris. We're gonna have our work cut out for us in the coming weeks.
It's all for you, people.
Yeah, because I like it. Level 10 combat is just really hard to do. You gotta do all this stuff.
Yeah, when you add cars.
Yeah.
When you don't, we could have killed all of them. Like, quickly.
I don't know. You guys are having more fun doing silly things.
Oh, no, it was great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I was trying to grab her claw. I smushed up that one guy.
Yeah. Yeah, my idea was that basically, like, there were, like, just wizards in a clown car pretending to be Krizik, and I wanted to see how many rounds I could go where you guys were like, we're going to get you, Krizik. And we were like, oh, it's four dorks. No. But you immediately figured it out, which kind of was funny. But
you mean you immediately revealed it because you farted in the middle of the track?
No, I got smushed by a grappling claw. The burn fart thing was totally my own hubris. I have no one to blame but myself for that.
So if I had jumped on the car, what if I had just gone through it?
Yeah. That's why I was telling you. I was like, you might not like it because I would have had you jump and then pancake into the ground. Which, and then I was going to have you run him over. I felt kind of, I was like, I should give him at least like a little warning.
Take off the grabber claw.
Yeah. But yeah, I went about how I expected. You guys are dicking around for 2 hours bullying my dudes. But they're so bullyable.
We converted the dump truck.
You did. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you guys
were going to... believe or not?
I wasn't sure if you guys were going to try to destroy it to take his heart. That also was an option. So I didn't know which route you guys were going to take on that one, but...
The only time I think we would do that is if there's no way to
If Reggie failed one more time, I think I would have just gone in.
Kali-mod
the shit out of him. Because I'm like, I'm not about to take another fucking deep fry course.
Yeah. So... I don't think you guys will see him for a little bit. But
who, Dumpy?
The avatar of Krizik that I've kind of hodgepodged some stuff from some stat blocks. That's where that lightning bolt was coming from. So just be aware, like that is a move Krizik himself does have. He can just huck lightning bolts at you like Zeus style.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, I wasn't aware that he was going to huck one there. Or I might have had my claws out.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a way for me to deflect the whole.
You would have been able to get rid of it, all of it, but I was trying to, I was like, oh, you do have like a little thing, but yeah, I mixed a lot of stuff together. I found like a, there's like a Storm Lord stat block from Cobalt Press. And I really like some of the stuff in the Cloud Giant stat block to just make him feel really nasty. But yeah, don't fight Krizik. Like he's scary. I know you guys are going to, but I'm like in my head, I'm like, don't fight him. He's so good. He's so strong. And he's going to be such a prick. But yeah, you guys ruined Monza's big plans.
Oh, fuck Monza. Oh,
speaking of which, how's the poison treating him?
He looks sweaty.
You rolled a really bad medicine check, so I couldn't tell you.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
I knew that's what it was for, but I mean, I know it's taking effect.
Yep. Yeah, so.
His dumb wife.
Monza's an interesting, I mean, obviously the next episode you guys will figure out what Monza's little plan here was. But yeah, you guys really, you did it all too quick. And it's not lining up with the plan he had for the day.
Yeah, well, he didn't tell us about it, so that's on him.
Yeah. Plus, he already allied with Krizik, so it doesn't matter what he says.
He didn't tell you because he's scheming and plotting against you, but yeah.
Never mind.
Hmm?
Nah, nothing.
What?
You got ice cream in your mustache?
I don't know. I can feel it.
I got more if you guys want.
Nah, if I do more than this, I might die. I'm running on like just coffee and like a chicken parm sub from earlier. Yes. So good. Have we shouted out Carl's? I feel like we really have, right?
Carl's?
I think early on we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl subs. Yeah. They fuel this podcast.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
That and soup burrito.
Yep.
Yep.
That's true. Yeah. For those at home, we've had a big day. We recorded 4 hours of episodes today already.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Hopefully next one won't be as long, but I have a feeling. I think we hit that point in the podcast where it's like the level that we're at is making the combat longer because you guys can do more things on your turn and you have way more options on your turn. So picking stuff out takes a little bit longer. So yeah. Don't want me like that.
I just got to stand up.
All right. Stretch your yam.
No, I just don't want to sit in that stank that I created.
Yeah.
He's letting it out for everyone.
We got
else.
A real Dale Byrne fart in real life over here. But yeah.
It's fucking too much dairy, all right?
Yeah. You just finished an ice cream cone and immediately gassed yourself out. You probably shouldn't be having dairy.
No one else is smelling it. You don't, I can, here.
No, don't give it to me. Don't move your stinking cloud over here.
I'll move whatever I got.
I fucking hate stinking cloud.
Why'd you
It's the
it?
Bane of your existence.
I did it to fuck with you guys, and then it fucked me.
You should have saw that coming.
Yeah, probably. It's such. We did an online campaign once where the thing that I actually think sucks the most about stinking cloud.
You can't see through it.
You can't see through it. And that weirdly is a huge problem when you're playing a spellcaster. You can't see stuff.
Guys, it's fine. It's gone.
Yeah.
Is it gone?
It's concentration up to a minute, so who knows? But yeah, it just sucks because like if you fail, you just spend a whole turn puking your guts out like a nerd. Just like, it's like,
yeah,
it sucks. I hate it.
Fucks you over. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, Haru didn't seem happy about it.
No.
You didn't seem happy about it until it happened to me, and then you were filled with glee.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
You're like, yes.
I'm like, Ryan hates the spell. Why the fuck is he using it? And I'll immediately backfired onto your ass.
Because I, it's that DM brain sometimes if you're like, this thing I'm putting on the field will only hurt them and never me. And then, yeah, huge problem. Yeah, I started skipping the hazards after a couple rounds because you guys were just passing it constantly. And near the end, I was like, the track isn't really the problem anymore. It's figuring out how to stop this giant dump truck mobile.
Dumpy.
Yeah, he can help us, right? Dumpy can help us.
For sure.
He's got a flamethrower mouth.
He does.
For Dumpy, I used the Clockwork Myrmidon stat block.
Oh, a Myrmidon, of course.
No idea what that means.
Yeah, he had Alchemical Flame Jet, Grease Spray. And then I was wondering if you guys were going to destroy him at any point. Because if you did decide to be like, we're going to kill this guy and take his Dreadforge heart so that Rich can make cool guns. He had a thing called Alchemical Fireball where he would have blown up. You guys would have had to take make a dex save or take 19 fire damage.
Goo. Yeah.
I literally thought you were about to say like 19d6.
Yeah. No. Actually, this is like so stupid.
Key mushroom clouds.
Yeah. The explosion doesn't occur if the clockwork has already fired its alchemical flame jet 4 times.
Used up all his juice.
Yep. Yeah. Let's have another tank to blow
twice
up.
So far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun. I literally picked this thing because it had a big heavy pick attack. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Dreadforger dwarves. So that'd be fun. Dale Burnfart, I'm really sorry to NASCAR fans for making you live through that again. It felt in poor taste at the time, because it was. But this is not a tasteful podcast, unfortunately. You know, not the vibe here.
Flying with you.
No. Flying with Timmy.
Oh, we can't keep doing the Timmy thing.
You opened the floodgates, Ryan.
You can't tell us about Timmy and then have us not say things.
Yeah.
Well, it's like we said in the after show, which like no one actually listens to. So like when it came up in the actual episode, I was like, oh no, now we're doing flying with the Timmy bits in the real show. People will probably hear this one.
No one knows. No one's going to understand that reference.
Nope.
I mean.
Except Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who listened to Situational Awareness and Roger. That's about it.
Yeah.
How's into the mic, buddy.
Gone, huh? God damn, that's just good.
Yeah, it slaps.
Oh, a chocolate pool at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's for you, Twix.
That was Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, where the fuck you are?
All right.
Thought you were kissing your thighs after crushing that ice cream.
I don't know what's crazier. What you thought it was, me crushing an ice cream and kissing my own bicep, or me fatly wiping ice cream off my face with my own arm. They're both pretty bad.
Well, you're like, that's a lot of chocolate.
Those are the curls he's doing right up here.
Fuck. We've been so goofy today.
Well, we came in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention today, within 5 minutes of being here, Hart was shirtless, just screaming about something. I was like, this is going to be one of those days. This is going to be one of those days.
His sunburn.
Yeah,
I was racing all day the other day.
It was still crazy to turn around and be like, it's Hart shirtless.
Yeah, I was yelling about a future character.
Oh, yeah. So they've been workshopping future characters for a one-shot. Apparently, I have to DM it now as punishment for whatever I did earlier.
For little Timmy.
For little Timmy. That's how I atone.
Yes. This one goes out to you, little Timmy.
I run the stupid one-shot that I don't want to run.
Oh, now I want to make in a different one-shot. I'm going to make an Asimar that has wings and call him Timmy.
No!
Big Timmy.
Is it Eric Cockra? Yeah. That would be like such a hilarious curse in my life if the show got popular enough for everyone to grow up with to be like, wow, Ryan's an insensitive piece of shit.
Keep ragging on little Timmy.
Little Timmy was a good dude, minus the minor drug dealing.
Just a splash of drug dealing.
Yeah, he really was just a splash. He was, you know.
Yeah, because it wasn't here that long.
It was a different show.
R.I.P. little Timmy flying with you.
Guys, gotta stop. Because I'm not gonna stop it because it's too funny to specifically me. Because it's so bad to laugh at that. That's so shitty of me.
Yeah.
But goddamn, that Photoshop was bad. All right, never mind. What happened in the episode? You guys blew all my guys up.
You fucking lightning bolted me.
Yeah. I did, yeah. Yeah, it was fun to like flood his internal systems with flames.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was cool.
So fucked for this fight.
So yeah. Toluga has 10 HP. Yep. Reggie has 8. Mm-hmm. I'm under half.
Yep.
I'm a shade over half.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of fight left.
And Rich is totally untouched.
Yeah.
No, I have 3 HP gone.
Yeah, all those bananas really kept him healthy.
I can't believe you got the banana twice.
Could have passed one over, man.
You sweep the track for bananas before we go up there.
Hit the item box. Is it a banana? No, fuck. It's a banana? No, fuck. Banana? No, fuck.
It's like a loot box video game where you just...
just open CSGO crates.
Yeah, because isn't it like in CSGO, like the really fancy daggers? It's like 1 in a billion chance, yeah, or something. Yeah. That's the boomerang. Yeah, plus 3 boomerang would have been really silly. I would have really liked if one of you just got a dumb boomerang, but...
Are there still item boxes on the field?
You know, actually, there was one turn I had you guys skip it because it was, like, near the end. Do you guys want to do a final roll?
Yes.
Yeah, do the honors, please, Harut.
Get your banana ring.
The banana ring.
Hopefully it's one that you can actually use and not a cart-based one.
All right. D20, here we go.
D20.
8.
I think that's a bomb, isn't it?
That's the bomb.
All right, I have a bomb.
I will say, because you guys are really short now on grenades, we'll let you guys keep the grenades.
So we have 2 new grenades?
We have 2 new grenades. And they look like little bomb.
Like a bowling ball with a wick coming out?
Bombs, yeah. Something. Yeah. Yeah, big cartoonish wick coming up the top.
No boomerang.
Little face on it. Yeah.
That could have been my dedicated weapon.
Don't worry, when I make you a bandolier, you can make that your dedicated weapon.
Follow me.
Stressful to me. A monk that just does, what is it? It's like 5d6 or something crazy.
Yeah, 5d6. Yeah. Well, my punches are getting up there now.
Yeah. It was good to have Rich drive. Those sleight of hand checks were like, they weren't super high, but if you got enough, you got like, when you failed one, you guys took a lot of damage from the spike pit on that one little turn. Yeah, I wanted to, let's look at the drivers here just to kind of see like what other dumb Sabuba abilities. Yeah, what did Sabuba have?
He had a metal eye beam that he tried to jam into us.
I loved the way that, so I was like, okay, I'm like, what the fuck do I use for a Sabuba stat block? So I found a thing in Cobalt Press called an Ahu Nixta. And it had like a bunch of moves that all just seemed fucking psychotic. So it had Bashing Rod, Pronged Scepter, and Wearing Blades. So he had like little spinny blades he could have shot out. But the idea of him just like sticking a metal rod into your tire just cracked me up. Like it's such a
throw it in our spokes.
It's such a piece of shit move. And I think doesn't Sabulba do that in the
he it? Like rips a
thing, oh, he rips the thing out. Yeah.
The little, who the fuck knows what it does.
Yeah. Or the, what's the name of the race? The Boonta Eve Classic. I think that's the name of the pod race.
Is the pod race?
I think it is.
Now that's
Quadranero. That's all I remember. The fucking.
I almost used all pod racer names for this, but I wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Boonta
Dale
Eve.
Dale Burnfart, that asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. The Boonta Eve is a hot holiday and festival known as the Boonta Eve Classic. Fuck yeah. Jamil's going to be so proud of me. I got that right.
Need to get him on here.
Oh, I know. Jamil is always, we've always talked. Jamil
is
our,
the white whale.
He's the white whale.
Can't get him.
Jamil's our dear friend who played D&D with him a handful of times.
He's just his... You think we're chaotic?
I think he was the first one of us that did a character voice. I'm pretty sure. Like, when we first started playing D&D a couple years ago, we didn't really know what we were doing. And Roger was the DM, and he He didn't tell us that you add anything to the rolls. So our first fight was against a Manticore, and we were just rolling straight D20s to hit it, and no one hit it for an hour and a half. We're like, this is impossible. What's going on here? But yeah, I remember like when Jamil played, he was the first one to be like, I am Jump Thule. I was like, oh yeah, we should be doing bits. Like, why aren't we doing weird guys better? So yeah, he is our white whale. He's hard to lock down just for regular hangouts.
I know.
Yeah.
Jamil's move is he'll show up at a party you didn't invite him to, and it's like the best mind ever. And then he Irish goodbyes. You just never know when. It's like a little ghost.
Yeah.
But if I can get him on for like even just one episode, I'm pretty happy. Mm. He has a whole kid though, so I don't know. Mark has two. So
I have two whole kids. Fuck right off.
Yeah, I know. But you're like a much more functioning adult than I feel like most of our friends with children.
I have to be. I have two kids.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Mark's a more functioning adult than me, and I don't have kids.
So. Yeah. Which is surprising because Mark's a psychopath.
Yeah.
let's see. What else? So for Dale Burnfart,
what the fuck was his class?
So I used
clouded.
I used
Swarm Ranger,
a ghoul stat block called a Necrophage Ghast because all of his moves were nasty. He had Necrophage Stench. And just all his spells are just like nasty.
Bean stench.
Yeah. Ugh. I had for a while.
Refried fury.
For 7 days and seven nights.
So he had originally it had hypnotic pattern, but I switched that out for stinking cloud. So it would be more like appropriate. But then he also had animate dead. So like for a while, I was trying to think how I could use it. And I was like,
after he dies in the flaming wreckage,
cast familiar. That's just one of his farts.
Well, my original idea, and I like made tokens. I was gonna have him throw beans on your car, and then the beans like turn into little dudes and like run around on the car. But I was like, that's like really complicated.
Wait, we need to check out his car to see if he has any magic beans.
Yeah, I need the beans.
I get no beans. For Michael Schumacher, I used the new pirate captain stat block. Because I was trying to find a stat block where they just had a gun.
So, yeah, guy with a gun stat block.
Yeah, pretty much. I just love the idea of Michael Schumacher that's been this like very nice German man just pulling out a fucking gun. Being like, I brought a human gun from the world I'm from. I'm going to shoot you guys with a gun.
It did so much damage.
Yeah, it did. It felt like if a guy shot you with a gun, what it would feel like. It's like what fucking Theo does.
Theo shoot magic bolts.
And then I wanted to use this, but it was like the fight was going kind of bad for you guys. So I was like, I'll save it because Glebnor will fail this. Because he had a thing called Captain's Charm, which I was just going to make Schumacher Charm. where you would have to make a DC 14 wisdom saving throw or be charmed for a round.
Can you do it? I want to see if you would have failed.
19.
Oh, damn. Okay,
and
yeah.
And I got a zero to that.
Damn. Okay, yeah. You would not have been charmed by Michael Schumacher.
Thank God.
Yeah. Earthly charms.
Yep. Yeah, I like that he came into full consciousness like, okay, there's a big Jello in front of me. Help me, Jello. Help me get back to my time.
I need to get home.
I need to get home. To Mitch.
Mick.
Mick, sorry.
Do you know Germany?
Yes.
I know of France.
We can convince Schumacher to help us kill.
So Mick Schumacher, born in 1999, is also a driving guy, like his father.
A driving guy.
A driving boy, a race boy. Which is because like when I read it, it was like children, two, comma, including Mick. And I was like, what did Mick do to get singled out like this? But it makes sense now in the context that he became a race car driver like his father. But yeah. Damn. Michael Schumacher won the Formula One 7 times. It's fucking crazy.
It's nuts.
What a guy. All right. We've talked about Schumacher enough. That was really fun, though. I had a great time. Yeah. I think what I'm discovering is like anytime I have like a big idea for like a set piece thing is like I always start with too many rules and then I just start cutting them away until it's just fun, which I think is the way to do this.
Yeah. Prune the rules.
Because I originally looked at in the Beyond the Witchlight book. There's a snail racing mechanic that I was going to try to adapt to this, but it was so crunchy. I was like, you guys don't want to be like, oh, I'm 10 feet ahead and he's actually 20 behind. It's like, I want to jump on that guy and stab him. That's kind of like your style. So, you know, but yeah, that was fun. You guys are in for a bit of a doozy, though. You guys have a pretty hard boss fight coming up, and you guys are not in the best of shape. My recommendation is try to get in that box and get the Jakhat, because you guys know he has a lot of healing spells. He can help you on that front. I think in terms of spell slot stuff, you guys have been pretty not... You guys have your spell slots. It's really just health you're kind of really missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
No. I'm good.
Yeah. Fine. Stretching, eating a banana. all right. Yeah. Mark, get us out of here. We got one more to record tonight.
Hey, all. Thank you, as always, for listening. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. iTunes, come on. Do that. That helps. YouTube, subscribe. Little bell. Comment. Engage. Engage us. Talk about Dumpy. I think Pepsi's better than Coke. What do you think? Sound off in the comments. You know I'm right. Coke stinks. Other inflammatory statements.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, no, we're going to say Myra for sure. And fuck Manza.
Yeah.
And his stupid wife.
Phrasing.
Fuck over Manza?
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see how much his ass knows about flying when we kick him out of that bubble.
All right. Just don't anger the fucking golden lady.
No, she's busy on her phone, like most women. Oh, inflammatory! Come at me in the comments. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.